It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Correct. Entirely correct. It is Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Welcome in the Rob Brown Show on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Howdy, y'all. Welcome in. Good to be with you.
It's your final Friday for a while.
It is my final Friday.
Actually, it's my final Friday for a while,
yeah, that's
too.
That's also true. Yeah. That's also true. You're welcome, or I'm sorry, whichever is more appropriate. It is my final Friday of the month of September, as a matter of fact. That is correct. I will be here. We will be here Monday and Tuesday of next week. And then I am off on Wednesday, headed down to the Sunshine State of Florida to get hitched up, put on the old ball and chain next Saturday. And then I'll be off the week after that for a, it's not really the honeymoon per se. It's kind of like a, knockoff honeymoon, right? Like, we're not doing the big one.
All right, hold on. You know, I heard you telling someone last night, I don't remember, about all the things you were doing, which you have told me bits and pieces. It's a honeymoon by most people's standards, okay? It is. All the stuff that you're going to do, that's really a honeymoon. I get you grew up in Florida, but still, it's a honeymoon.
I don't think it is.
Well, you like need to go to some exotic place. Last I checked, Florida, kind of exotic. Still never been there, but I've heard that it's exotic. So, I mean...
Exotic is an interesting word to choose about Florida. In terms of the, like, you know, meth houses and... People bare hand hunting alligators and that, sure.
Okay, the alligators thing, still interesting. The meth thing, that would be more like home if you're from here. But there are palm trees. There's the very nice beaches, as you've told me about. The water seems to be really blue. Isn't that exotic?
I mean, maybe it's not to me because I grew up on it. But, like, no, I hear exotic. And I think, like, palm trees existing does not make a thing exotic to me.
Well, you didn't grow up in Ohio. That's very exotic to me.
I mean, that's fair. That's fair.
And the closest to palm trees I've seen is palmetto trees, which I know, I guess, is a derivative. It's kind of in the family, but I've never seen an actual palm tree before. So to me, that's exotic.
See, I and again, like I said, maybe it's just because I grew up around it, but no, Florida is not exotic.
You are downplaying something that most people would love to have as their honeymoon. That's all I'm saying.
I do not disagree. What we are doing is pretty dope. We'll be at a beach house. We will get there on Wednesday. We have it till the following Wednesday.
So beach house is not exotic?
No, that's not what exotic means.
What's it mean?
Just because there's sand and water doesn't make a thing exotic.
So you just think exotic is a description of women, but exotic is also a description of a place.
Anything. I'm not saying there aren't places that are exotic. I'm saying St. Augustine, Florida is not exotic. Exotic is like exuding characteristics and qualities that are dramatically outside
of
the norm.
For a 40-year-old pale woman from Minnesota, that's
right,
exotic.
But you understand, I'm not that. So it's not exotic to me. I've been to St. Augustine 50 times. I used to live in Jacksonville, which was like a 25-minute drive from St. Augustine. It's a fun vacation. I am very excited about it. After we have the spot in St. Augustine until the Wednesday after we get married. So we'll be in St. Augustine until the 25th. The day of the 25th, we're going to the plan right now is the day after the 25th, we're going to drive over to Orlando. We're going to do a day at Epcot. If you've never been to Epcot, spectacular place. That Epcot is the park where they have the World Showcase, which is like a little mock-up of all these different countries from around the world. And you go from country to country, and they have like food and drink from that country, and they have people that work in the park that are brought over to work from that country to give it like an authentic experience. All right, so like you go to Germany, and they have a German beer hall that puts on these German beer hall style shows, and you go in and drink big steins of beer, and then you go to Mexico. Mexico's incredible. They have this big old Aztec temple that you walk in, and there's a big Mexican restaurant and tequila bar inside of it. And when you're inside of this temple, it's set up on the inside as if you're at a like a Mexican de la Muerte festival, street festival, right? And then you go to America, and it's got a mock-up of Philly's Independence Hall, and you eat turkey legs and drink Yingling and Sam Adams. And then you go to France, and they have a big French market cafe, and you drink wine and eat crepes and pastries. Like, you get to do all the things from these different countries.
By the way, I need to apologize, because I looked up the meaning of exotic, and one of the things that says, what does it mean to be exotic? Very different, strange, or unusual. So since you're from there, it's not any of those things to you. But for that 40-year-old pale lady from Minnesota, it would be very exotic.
Well, I'm not marrying a 40-year-old pale lady.
No, and I wasn't implying that. Okay, I was not implying that.
I would not want
to make her angry.
Look who showed up on the stream and decided to pitch in on the wordplay debate. Captain America, Chris Evans down the hall. Appreciate his showing up there. And also, you're a dirty son of a gun, is what you are. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, how are you coming in here? Because I don't see your car, but it is dark outside.
You do know the internet works from everywhere.
No, that was I was calling him out
for not being here.
Yeah, yeah, but he may have a new schedule. I don't know.
So this is the last Friday for me in the month of September. I will be out the next two Friday. Got to get down on Fridays when we all return here on October 30th. Life will go back to normal, and good news for all of you.
It won't go back to normal because you'll be married.
I mean, that will be normal then, right? There will be a new normal, but normal nonetheless. Right. And when I get back, the good news for you is I am out of vacation days for the entire damn year. So you won't miss me anymore in 2024. Yeah, I know. It's worth it, though. Like, if you're going to burn them up, this is a pretty good way to
do it. Yeah, it's not bad.
It's the best way to do it. What do we got? We got the Bills and the Dolphins last night, and we will talk about the game, and we will talk about the Bills, who won that game with defense last night.
Hey, when are we going to make fun of Cole? Are we going to wait till we're going to wait till you know it's a little bit later so we can make fun of the incident?
I think so. I think that's
we need to make sure people are up.
You know what? No, we're just going to do it now. Listen, let me get my own struggle out of the way. Yesterday was the worst day of bowling in my life. I bowled a 75 and a 69. Okay? I quit. Do you understand?
He absolutely quit.
I quit. And not like, not even, because Lonzo's told you the stories before, that I'll get throw my hat Spurrier style mad. All right? I'll get cuss in front of your children mad. Because I'm having a bad day of bowling. I'll go to the bar and pound a shot of tequila mad at being a bad bowler. Because I'm, or at least I used to, not be one. Yesterday, I got accept my fate mad. I was embarrassed. I literally, I didn't even finish my second game.
Dude, I got to say, I started to snap a picture, but I didn't. You were Kyler Murray pouting for a little bit.
I was mad.
After the 69,
I threw a 75 to open, and I'm like, all right, it's the first game I've played since last year, whatever. And then I lined up the second one. Going into the 10th, I had a 69, and I was like, nope, I just put the ball in the gutter and rolled it down there, because if I'm going to finish with a score, I'm going to finish with a meme. I quit. I literally said nothing. I sat down. I took off the bowling shoes. I put my regular sneaks back on. I walked the bowling shoes over to the desk lady, and then I went to the bartender, and I went, give me a a vodka water right now, and don't talk to me. Like, I was in red. I left. Not.
You know what? This is funny because Diesel's like, where'd Rob go? I said he went to drink.
Yeah.
So I was right.
You were right and wrong. What I did was I walked over. I got the young lady who was waiting on us. I got her attention. I actually got a vodka Red Bull. That's what I got. Sugar-free.
I was wondering why there was a Red Bull there.
Okay. I got a vodka Red Bull. She brought it to me. I sat down on the little bench. I drank it. I got up. I put my keys on my pants. I walked. The only reason that you saw me standing around for a minute was because at that point the big boss had showed up, and I'm like, all right, well, I can't just Irish goodbye when I know he's here. So I walked over there. I talked to him and Tori for like 3 to 4 minutes, and then I left. I just walked out the front. I didn't say goodbye to anybody. I didn't tell anybody, I hope you have a nice day, because I didn't. I hope everybody else's day sucked. I walked out. And I want you to know how mad I was. I got up. I walked out. When I was going outside, there was a car. I don't know if you saw it. If you did, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about before I get to it. There was somebody who parked in the lane across from the door. And I'm not exaggerating. Half of their car was hanging out of the back of the spot into the road. Okay? Now, and when I say half the car, I'm not talking about like the rear wheels back. I mean, the car was parked in the parking lot with the driver's side door halfway out of the lane back into the road.
You think it was one of ours?
I have no idea.
There weren't a lot of people there yesterday, so the majority of the people there were ours at first.
In that spot, 9 out of 10 times. 9 out of 10 times, I am going to, you're hanging the bumper out, whatever. 9 out of 10 times, I'm going back inside and being like, hey, guys, because at this point, it's a danger. Half their car is in the road, right? I go back inside and I go, hey, there's a car out there that's parked halfway in, halfway out of the spot. The ass end of this big old SUV is hanging out into the road. If somebody's not paying attention, they're going to hit it. You might want to, like, put a PA. Nope. You know what I did? I pulled out of the spot and I went, I hope somebody hits that car. I hope somebody slams into that car. I hope somebody wrecks that car.
Okay, so this didn't end the way it could have, because it's like, I was so mad, I just slammed my car into that car. I showed them.
No, I still have car payments. I can't do that.
Okay, all right. And you just got your thing
repaired. Just got it back.
Yeah.
So that's how freaking ticked off I was. But I will say, I still didn't have the worst day of anybody there. Okay? I didn't, because when we showed up, Cole Bryson, who had to leave early because he had to go, the Burns game got moved to last night, so Cole had to bail early. Cole shows up. We all peer pressured him into playing.
Yeah, because he wasn't going to bowl. He was not going to bowl. He was using it as an excuse because apparently he knew how bad he was at it. So you were right about him being really good at, you know, fishing and hunting and all those kind of things, but not being a good bowler.
I usually am. So he wasn't going to bowl. We peer pressured him into it. He goes, he gets his shoes, he comes back, he takes off his sneaks, he puts them under the little table in the little cubby hole, he puts on his bowling shoes.
Before you get to that, make sure you mention what Odie did. Odie put bumpers on.
I thought you were skipping it.
Yes,
because that's the best part of the day.
Okay, all right, I'm going to let you finish.
Best part of the day.
All right.
He comes over, he bowls. He gets done bowling. He says, all right, guys, I got to go.
But you're not talking about the fact that he used bumpers. So if he comes in today.
So when I said 2 seconds ago, I'm going to come to the bumpers.
Okay, all right, because I just don't want him
saying.
Because
I got to make the whole thing about that so that they give him hell on his show.
Okay, all right.
All right. So he takes off his shoes. He slides them under the cubby. He goes, he bowls. He bowls like one game. He goes to leave, and he walks out. And probably 12 minutes later, Diesel taps me on the shoulder and he goes, should we text him now or should we let him get to Greer? And I went, why are we texting? He just left.
No, at first, I hate to be the guy. First,
all right, tell the story.
First Diesel goes, are those Cole shoes?
I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, he did.
He taps me on the shoulder. All I got was he taps me on the shoulder.
Rob gets really focused on other people when he's having a conversation with someone else, which I think he was doing. And Diesel's like, are those Cole shoes? And I looked under, I was like, yeah. And then we're like trying to decide if we should tell him. And then he let you know also. And I said that there's no way he'll notice, that he would go through the entire Burns game and not notice that he was wearing bowling shoes.
Diesel taps me on the shoulder and he goes, should we text him now? Now, in fairness, it makes sense because you guys pointed it out. I wasn't checked in for that. He goes, should we let him get to Greer or should we text him now? And I went, about what? And he points and I went, oh no. And I said, Diesel, you are aware that the guy wearing our station polo shirt is about to be walking around. It's Thursday night. You know there's going to be folks there. Is about to be walking around a high school football stadium with one of the premier matchups in the area. Is going to be walking around that with our polo on and random ass generic bowling shoes. And Diesel goes, yeah, so we should totally let him, right?
Yeah, because no one's going to see you. I get that you think people notice shoes a lot. Maybe they do. What? Nobody would have noticed. The guys in the booth, would not have noticed. No one would have noticed. He definitely would not have noticed, and he said so himself.
He very clearly didn't notice because he was halfway to Greer.
He said someone texted him.
Me. It was
wow.
me.
Wow.
He was. Couldn't.
So who's more of a friend? The guy who texts him and let him know, or the guys who let him go? Because we were going to let him go just for the joke of it.
This man.
One of us would have grabbed his shoes and brought them here.
Yeah, here.
Yeah,
I can't have a guy wearing the polo that I also wear of the organization I also represent showing up to the football game, rocking knockoff second store bowling shoes and walking around like that's totally normal. It's not. It's not. And before you say nobody notices shoes, how'd you know they were called shoes? Because you noticed them because they were bright orange and blue.
No, because Diesel pointed out, are those Cole shoes? That's how I knew. Okay.
But you knew they were Cole shoes, or else you would have said, well, I don't know if they're Cole shoes. Yes,
first of all, I wouldn't have said it that way. Second of all, process of elimination. I know my shoes. Your shoes. No, there wasn't that many people bowling. There were five of us, dude.
All right, listen, here's the point. The point is, I was not about...
You don't play games where you solve problems, apparently.
I was not about to let my guy, not because I wouldn't let Cole walk around like a dork in bowling shoes.
And we were. And so there's always that guy in the group going, yeah, but I mean, Mr. Practical, you would think it wouldn't be Rob. You would think it would be me that would do it. But no, I thought it would be hilarious if he went through the whole game. I wanted to see if he would make it through the entire game and home. I don't think he would have noticed till this morning when he got up. I don't think he would have noticed at all if you hadn't told him. So you spoiled it.
I don't care. My guy was going. To what I
That's
assume
the point.
Was going
Your
to
guy,
be.
You're the only one he gave a hug to, too. I just want to
No, I took that. One. That's what I do. My dude was going to go. And by the way, my dude is the same as just saying dude. It's just an expression. My guy. But I do love Cole. I do love Cole. Uh-huh. Cole is my guy.
Yeah, me too. Cole's and that's my guy. Why I think it would have been funny if he went through the entire thing with the bowling shoes on.
Again, if he wasn't going to a foot, I assume, well-populated, well-attended high school football
You're
game.
You're right. This station.
I swear to God, I'm going to get this sentence out.
This station being associated with bowling is a downgrade. No, it's not.
No, do you understand? There's a difference between we're bowling and this clown just showed up to a football game in bowling shoes like it's totally normal footwear. Totally normal footwear. That's just what people just wear. Velcro strap bowling shoes like they're normal
I
shoes.
I mean, you can look at Cole and think that he doesn't know how to tie his shoes. You absolutely could do that.
Okay, so here's my take. My guy, wearing a polo I also wear frequently in public, was going to a football game that is being played by a team that, yeah, I'm not there anymore, but I got a 2-year run with that team. People there know us. To represent the station I work for in front of thousands of people, I'm not letting him show up in Velcro shoes and have everybody go, is that Rob Brown's coworker? Is that Cole Bryson that works with Rob Brown showing up
wow.
wearing cheap bowling shoes?
Wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah, I made it about me.
Okay.
100%.
Way to go, you.
I am not having one of my peers show up at an important football contest rocking Velcro bowling shoes. It's not happening.
What if it would have been Mark Ryan?
I would have totally let that happen. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. I can't tell anybody what to do. Somebody's got to tell Tua it's time. It's time to hang them up. It's scary at this point. It's not fun. When it gets to the point, and it is at that point, it probably wasn't last night. I'll keep it a buck. I never even really thought about it last night, right? All I thought about last night was I'm betting the under in this game. I called the Bills to cover on BetMGM tonight on Tuesday. I talked about it, yada, yada, yada. I was excited about what I thought was a big, maybe not the most competitive, but impactful game. I mean, I did think it would be competitive. Why wouldn't you? You got a team last year that ended up as a wild card team, and they ended up as a wild card team because the other team beat them in the final week and kept them from winning the division. So they had to go on the road to play Kansas City. There's a little bad blood there. These two teams, I wouldn't say they have a rivalry, because Josh Allen has now beat the Miami Dolphins 12 out of the last 13 times he's played them. Or I should say Buffalo's beat Miami 12 out of the last 13 times they've played them.
Josh Allen's undefeated on Thursdays.
I believe that is correct. So I expected this to be an entertaining game one way or the other. And I never once thought, we have been far enough removed that I never thought like, oh yeah, that's right, Tua's got head issues. And then third quarter, he runs the ball. Instead of sliding, he goes head first across the first down to gain line and takes a shot from DeMar Hamlin. Not dirty, not poorly executed. It was just a football tackle, just a football move. And to his head, slams into DeMar Hamlin's chest. He goes backwards. It bounces off the ground. And once again, Tua goes into that fencer's pose. His hand goes out with it flexed out and open. He ends up very clearly losing consciousness and is immediately removed from the game with a concussion. That can't happen anymore. Well, and I like Tua a lot. I've interviewed Tua in years gone by when he was at Alabama. The dude is genuinely a great guy. He's a good kid. He's a good human being. In fact, Josh Allen went on the post-game wrap-up show and was handing out a ton of compliments to Tua Tagovailoa just about the guy that he is. And I can echo those sentiments. I've had interactions with the guy before. He's a stellar human being. I can't watch a guy get his noggin scrambled any more like that. It's not a good look.
Well, I didn't see it till just this moment because I knew about it, but Chris Nowinski, PhD, you remember him?
Yep, sure do, from last year.
No, Chris Nowinski, a former WWE neurosurgeon, said Tua suffered a traumatic brain injury on the play. No question, his right arm shows the fencing posture. And you can see it. I mean, it's just, yeah. And according to him, he can't play next game for sure. I agree with you. I think, and there's a reason why Andrew Luck is trending now, because Andrew Luck walked away. We've seen other people walk away because of concussions. I believe Troy Aikman and some other famous quarterbacks, and it seems to be quarterbacks more than anybody that have to walk away from the. You don't want to see anyone do damage to themselves where, I mean, they cannot function the rest of their life. And this obviously is a problem, and it sucks. But, you know, choose your family, choose being able to recognize your kids, all that kind of stuff that can be taken away from you with another hit.
Yeah, I think we're at a spot now for Tua Tagovailoa where I don't like that somebody may be forced by circumstances outside of their control to lose something that they love, to not be able to do something that they love. But dude, you can't because you'll lose everything else if you don't. I mean, I'm.
Does there come a time of intervention though? I mean, it's up to the family, but is it up to the league at some point to go, hey, you can't play anymore because this is a danger to your well-being.
If Tua is a family member of mine, this morning we are having a conversation. I, as your family member, brother, uncle, dad, son, whatever, I don't want you doing this anymore. And I would plaster the room in the multiple pictures of Tua KO'd on the ground doing the fencer's pose. I remember last year when Tua had the second KO spot. It was last year or year before, whenever it was, had the second KO spot where he was very clearly not okay. Chris Novinsky got big at that point. Because he is a former professional wrestler who has dedicated his life, become a neurosurgeon, studies this stuff, and his voice got real big at that point because he kind of started being the voice that told the fans the ugly truth about what was happening, and had a very brief online interaction with him about Tua. And he basically said, look, every time that you do this, this is not something where it's like you have this concussion and it does this much damage. And then you have another concussion and it doubles that damage. And then you have another concussion and it adds that same amount of damage. These things are as exponential. They add up. The more brain injuries you have, and getting knocked out is a brain injury. All right? It is a brain injury. You get KO'd. Your brain is, in fact, I got a clip, and I didn't know if there was going to be a spot for it, and it's kind of a long one, and we may play it later in the show, but Kylan Williams is a tight end in the league, and he did a 3-minute long social media post. Because Kylan Williams has elected to wear the Guardian cap in regular season games. This year is a year where the NFL has told players, if you would like to wear the Guardian cap in the regular season, and they went and they effectively have made Guardian caps, the padded caps that players can wear. They've made Guardian caps that have the team logos on them. So they just look, they're the same paint scheme as your normal football helmet, and they said you can wear them in the regular season. And Kylan Williams made a social media post where he said, I'm wearing one. I'm wearing one, and here's why. I want to be able to remember my kid's name. I want to be able to remember my wedding day. I don't want to deal with brain dish. The reason that being KO'd is a brain issue is because your brain floats inside of your head. There is fluid around the brain, and your brain floats around in that fluid. And so your brain, when your head moves in any direction, it sloshes around in the brain. And you're evolved for that to be a part of the natural process. But when your head is rocked by another player or by a punch to it or by falling down and hitting your noggin on the ground or whatever, when your head comes to a sudden, reckless stop, that brain, when it sloshes way forward and impacts the skull, it shuts off. That's what a knockout is. It's a protection device. It shuts off. And the more that happens...
Have you ever been concussed?
I am not aware of it, but I will also say that, and I know dating back earlier than me, because I ain't that old, is worse. I'll tell you right now, there was one day in particular that I remember where it was a rain workout day for the high school football team. So we were doing indoor drills, strength and conditioning indoors, and we had to do the monkey roll drill. You got three people, and the guy in the middle rolls over, and if you're on that side.
Isn't that the Oklahoma drill?
Or, no, Oklahoma's drill is Oklahoma's a contact drill.
Head-to-head. Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Monkey drill. Yeah, because
I always got stuck with the 350-pounders, and they always landed on me. It hurt.
You got three guys that are laying on the ground, one in the middle, two on the outside. The guy in the middle rolls to the right. The guy on the right jumps over him, but then rolls to the left. The guy that's on the left jumps over him, rolls right. And it's your braid, right? So we were doing that one day, and it's one of the things I hate the most about me. I'm very susceptible to getting dizzy. If I spin in a chair too fast, I get dizzy to the point of nearly passing out. And this started in high school. So we did this drill. I did it like 4 or 5 times, and then I felt myself get dizzy. I stood up to take myself out of the drill, and I got so dizzy that I fell forward, and I slammed my head into a helium tank that was in the corner of the field house. All right? I 100% should have been evaluated for a concussion because I went freaking forehead first into the thing, and I was knocked the bleep out. And you know what happened? John Arthur, our head coach and defensive lineman, our defensive line coach and assistant head coach, looked at me and told me to get my back in line to run the drill again. And I'm like, Coach, I'm not right. And he goes, I don't care, get back in line. The answer is, yeah, this is a problem. And the reason I say that Tua Tagovailoa needs to be done. I'm sorry, I didn't say this till today. First time I've said it. But it needs to be done is so that stuff like that stops happening at lower levels of football. Because it still does. I guarantee it. And there's somebody going, oh, you've got to tough it out. Nah, head injuries are not a spot. You can't make your brain stronger. All right? There's no workouts to make your noggin thicker. So it's a sad story. I hate it for Tua. But guys, got to be done. Because I can't go through every time Tua gets a hand put on him wondering if this is the last hit where he remembers his name. It's scary, man. It just is. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Reports of the Buffalo Bills' demise may have been greatly exaggerated, also, maybe not.
Well, maybe not. I owe an apology, I guess, because the Bills, they're 2-0. And I thought that they might be cooked. And the reason why I thought they might be cooked is because I don't believe in Josh Allen. But if he continues to win with the receiving core that he has right now, he might get a double Josh for me.
Josh Allen last night was effective. He only threw 19 passes, 13 of 19, 139 yards, one touchdown. Through the air, he also ran just 2 times for just 2 yards in this game. The defense.
So you're saying I'm wrong?
I am saying giving credit in this game last night to Josh Allen is incorrect.
But it's like a starting pitcher. The pitcher is going to get credit for the win, even though good defense could have been played by everybody out there.
You have heard me say a gazillion times that wins and losses should not be a quarterback stat. You should never hold wins and losses individually against a quarterback. There will be games that a quarterback is just bad.
But are you okay with wins and losses in baseball?
I don't love it, but I think you have to keep in mind in baseball, More often than not, not always. Like, and this has been an Atlanta thing all year because as I've talked about, Max Fried is what 9-9 as a starting pitcher for Atlanta, and like of those 9 he's lost, 5 of them were like 1-0 losses where nobody was hitting the baseball. He gave up one run, but he had to take the L because somebody's got to take the L. But when it comes to football, there's a reason that we don't keep wins and losses as a quarterback stat, even though fans want to chalk it up as one. And when I say that, it goes to both directions. You will notice I don't say don't keep losses as a quarterback stat. I say wins and losses as a quarterback stat. And the reason why is I'm not putting this W on Josh Allen last night. Josh Allen didn't go out and do anything special to earn a dub for the Buffalo Bills last night. Buffalo's defense with 3 interceptions went out and did this last night. Jamarcus Ingram with a pair of picks, including a pick 6, and Christian Benford with the other, they won this game for the Buffalo Bills. The offense for the Bills racked up like 250 yards total. Right? Like they had 139 on the air with 1 touchdown from Josh Allen, who had a 79.5 QBR, which is the definition of average. I think the average QBR is like 77. So he was remarkably average. He was efficient. He didn't turn the ball over. He didn't try to force it. He also did not too often, actually really not at all. He only had 2 rushes. Did not try to do too much and play hero ball with the legs. Now, of course, they didn't really have to because midway through the second quarter, it was very clear that Buffalo was if not going to win this game, they at least put themselves in a real good position and created a world where Josh Allen really didn't have to do all that much. But when I say wins and losses are not a quarterback stat, it is wins and losses that you don't hold against the quarterback. I don't give Josh. You guys know I'm a Josh Allen stan. I'm a big fan. He's arguably my second favorite quarterback in the NFL to watch behind only Lamar Jackson. And I don't even know if that's entirely true. I may actually enjoy Josh Allen more than Lamar Jackson entertainment wise.
I find this last minute very disrespectful. So does someone else.
I don't care. You'll have to deal with it. Sorry. Go win another Lombardi and shut me up. All right. But for now, not everything's about Patty. I'm talking about Josh Allen. Who, so that we're clear, I do give the credit for the win last week against Arizona to. Josh Allen won them the game against Arizona. Josh Allen did not win them this game last night. The defense last night was unbelievable. James Cook in the run game was very good last night. James Cook had that long touchdown run that to me felt like that one put the game away. When Cook went off for that, whatever it was, 49-yard touchdown run, soon as he got into the end zone and Miami was just missing, I'm like, all right, this game's over. This game's cooked. There are 2 reactions I had to this game. Number one, as I mentioned, the demise of the Buffalo Bills may have been a little bit premature and exaggerated. There are still things I am concerned about. I don't know that. He's a good little player, but I don't know that I really trust a team where Khalil Shakir is your leading receiver in both receptions and yardage. Keon Coleman had 0 catches for 0 yards last night. That's your top draft pick. Now, he is a rook. I'm going to give him time to develop like I am every other rook. But man, it's like they were, and in fairness, they didn't really have to lean on the run or on the passing game. That's why maybe it's a different story if this game's, you know, 21-20 going into the fourth quarter. Maybe Josh Allen's got to keep to the air. Maybe the Coleman numbers come up. Dalton Kincaid had 4 grabs. MVS had 0. Keon Coleman had 0. Hollins, had 0. Like, they stayed on the ground, and they should have stayed on the ground. They rushed the ball 26 times last night. They threw it 19. Is this to say that, oh, Buffalo's still here? I don't know. I came into this season saying and maintaining that I think the championship window for the Buffalo Bills has probably closed, with the caveat that I absolutely do put Josh Allen into a category with Mahomes of, if you got this guy, any game's winnable. If you got this guy who can do what this guy can do, any game is winnable. But they didn't need him to do it last night. And if Buffalo can do that more often than not, they're going to be in good shape. I just don't think there's a world where Buffalo's defense is averaging 3 turnovers a game. All right? The second part of the thought that I had last night was, I think Miami's in trouble. I think certainly in trouble if Tua Tagovailoa is going to be done. And we talked a little bit about this in the last segment. I feel like somebody's got to go to Tua Tagovailoa today and go, you got to hang him up, fella. You got to hang him up. You can't do this anymore. All right? You can't do it where a basic, not anything crazy, right? Nothing over what DeMar Hamlin did when he hit Tua wasn't outrageous. It honestly, frankly, it wasn't even that violent of a tackle, right? It was a pretty standard tackle. If Tua Tagovailoa is going to be missing any length of time, and he does, I think he's got, yeah, it's week 2 and that stinks. You had high aspirations and expectations this year, and that stinks. But there's a spot where you got to shut it down. And to me, that spot was when Tua was KO'd on the field last night. If that guy's going to step away, I think this team's in trouble. And the problematic thing is, however you feel about that aspect of it, Mike McDaniel, who I love. I think he's OOU. I think he's one of us. I think he's a big nerd. I think he's a dork. I think he's kind of lived in that world for a minute, and that's great. He's a big dork, and I'm good with it. But the guy's also 0-2 in the playoffs. He's taken that team twice. He's done nothing with them twice. They got blown out last year. And again, of course he did. They were playing in -4-degree temperatures in the house of the best home field advantage, arguably, in the National Football League. My expectations weren't even really a win last year for Miami. That would have been a tough win for any team in the league to go to Kansas City in that round and try to get Patrick Mahomes in -4-degree weather. Not ideal. So I am more concerned about the Miami Dolphins than I am confident in the Buffalo Bills. I think the Bills are good. I am not trying to take away from the organization and the team that Buffalo has built this year. But you gave away your wide receivers. You do have a good defense. And I was very glad to see last night the defense that Buffalo trotted out there. Von Miller is Von Miller. I loved his quote at one point. They said, talking to Von Miller, they said, what are you working on this year? Like, what is going to be your thing this year? And he said, separation off the snap, right? Like, I need to get off the snap. I need to be in the backfield ASAP. And they said, why? And he said, because have you seen these big-ass offensive linemen? And I'm in my mid-30s. I'm not trying to get in a fist fight with these guys. I want to beat them to the punch. And Von Miller was doing that. Maybe Buffalo's defense can carry them. Maybe Buffalo's defense can get them where they want to be this year. But that was, what I don't want to do is sit here and pretend like what we saw last night was a dominant offensive display from the Buffalo Bills, because it wasn't. Josh Allen was effective, but bland. The run game, again, like, yeah, we talked about James Cook, 78 yards. 49 of those came on one play. A play, by the way, that Miami's defense was busted. They beat a busted defense in that play. They beat a defensive line that was out of position, a defensive line that was missing a man in the middle, right where James Cook happened. If they'd have run that same play to the other side, James Cook would not have been finishing today with 78 yards and a touch. He'd have been finishing today with 35 yards and no touches. I'm not sold on Buffalo. I am not, like, I think they're a good team, but I'm not saying I am out of the mindset that their window remains open. I don't think it does. I think they have an opportunity to win every single week that Josh Allen is there. But if you are a team that relies on, oh, we can win any game our quarterback plays if he goes out there and does special things. If he goes out there and he is electric and he does these, if that is what you are relying on, you have a problem. And I will go, now I will go back to Patrick Mahomes. Does Kansas City have a chance to win every game they play because Patrick Mahomes is out there? Yes. But do they ask Patrick Mahomes to do it by himself? Do they? No. They keep reloading him with weapons. Travis Kelce, Rashee Rice, Isaiah Pacheco, Xavier Worthy. They made draft picks to make sure they got Xavier Worthy because they figured adding the speed is going to impact this offense. It's worked. I don't think, and this is why I've said, I know my man's Kevin's back in the chat. Good to have the Bills guy back. I know my friends in the Bills Club that listen every morning because they reach out. I hope that my invitation to come to the watering hole and watch ball with y'all isn't rescinded, but I have a big problem with the Buffalo Bills right now. And the big problem is, I think you're wasting the career of one of the top three quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Sincerely. I think it's Mahomes, I think it's Jackson, I think it's Josh Allen. And I think you're wasting the career of Josh Allen right now because in a spot where this team should have been bending over backwards to do like Kansas City does for Patrick Mahomes and get better around the QB, does anybody think that? Zoe, is there any world in which you would say that this Buffalo Bills team is more talented than last year's Buffalo Bills team?
Not that I can see.
Mm-mm.
But they are, last I checked, undefeated.
They are 2-0. They are, in fact, they're the only 2-0 team as of today. That's spectacular. Just like the Gamecocks are the number one team in the SEC today. Print the T-shirts.
Yeah.
All right? Speaking of, a lot of college football coming up in the next hour. We'll make our picks later as well. The point here is, I really want Josh Allen. I want the Buffalo Bills to win a Super Bowl. I want it for Josh Allen. I want it to listen to Lonzo's head explode the next day. I want it for a lot of reasons. All right?
It wouldn't, but past history shows that they can't do that, so I'm not really that concerned.
I want it to happen for a lot of reasons. But yes, I would be lying to you to say I'm not a little bit bummed out by Buffalo. And yes, it was a dominating win, 31-10, felt good for the Bills fans last night. You didn't win because of your offense. You won because your defense had a friggin' day. Are you going to rely on them to have a friggin' day every week? You going to rely on them to pick off Patrick Mahomes three times? Lamar Jackson three times? I'm not. Derek Carr three times? They're not picking off the elite of the elite. All right? It's not happening. So we'll see where it goes. We'll talk more about it as the show rolls on. College football in the next hour. Lonzo pleasures your ear holes with a sports flash right now.
Good luck cleaning this board off if my head were to explode. The Atlanta Braves will start a four-game series against the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight in Atlanta. Atlanta currently sits one full game back of the New York Mets for the final spot, with the Mets beginning a three-game series at division-leading Philadelphia. First pitch in Atlanta is set for 7:20 with rookie Spencer Schwellenbach dueling with Landon Knack. The attorney representing former Clemson and current Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has told the media that a meeting is being scheduled with the NFL to discuss the most recent charge of sexual impropriety. Tony Busby told reporters that the woman filing the report has two additional witnesses and a videotape to confirm her accusations. The Browns have declined to comment on the situation. Tune in tomorrow at 12:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Stetson Hatters. It's Furman versus Stetson right here on your home for Paladins football. That's us, the fan, upstate.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.